Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Today, the Obama administration will announce a federal loan guarantee to build the first nuclear power plant in the United States in nearly three decades. The plan is part of an effort to curb greenhouse gas emissions and reduce dependence on foreign oil, also a major concession to Republicans concerned over cap-and-trade legislation and a lack of nuclear investment in those bills. The federal loan guarantee will help pay for construction and operation of two new nuclear reactors in Burke, Georgia. Aaron Gould Shinen is staff writer with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you know about the plans for a new nuclear reactor in Burke, Georgia? Over $8 billion we're talking about, is that right?
I think actually about it, and it's done. They're estimating $14
billion
for the two different, there's two reactors that will be built there. They're well on their way. They hope to have a construction permit by next year. They've gotten some preliminary permits already from the NRC and from the state regulatory agency, and I think they're real excited about what the president's supposed to say today. They think it'll really help guarantee that the thing gets done.
And how many, over 3,000 jobs, do I have it right, that are expected in the area?
3,000 construction jobs, and they're estimating that when the plants are finished that they'll have 800 permanent jobs on site.
Is there an appreciation locally for the national significance of this? As we said, it's been 30 years since anyone's built a nuclear plant in this country.
Oh yeah, no question. The existing plant there, Plant Vogtle, already has two nuclear reactors, so they're used to this process. And they're used to having a nuclear plant in their communities and providing those kinds of jobs. But they are really excited about the possible expansion, the doubling the tax investment, the jobs, and the what they say will be possibly cheaper energy. But yeah, there's definitely a sense that this is something special going on in their area.
Okay, there are plenty of concerns about nuclear power out
sure.
there, of course. What are you hearing in the community from people who might be opposed to this?
Well, they're sort of focusing on two different areas. One is the cost, because a lot of the cost is being passed on to Georgia Power's existing consumers. When the first two reactors were built at Plant Vogtle, the original estimate was for about $2 billion. Ultimately, it cost more like $8 billion.
So now we're up to 14 on this loan guarantee.
Just on the front end, right?
Right.
They're saying $14 billion, so they're worried about who's going to pay for that if there's cost overruns. And then the other real concern about nuclear power anywhere is not so much anymore about the safety of the plant, although that's an issue, but it's about how you store the nuclear waste that's created from spent rods and spent uranium.
And what have they said about where the waste will go?
For the moment, they're saying that they're going to build storage containers and things on site at Plant Vogtle. But as you can imagine, that's really not a real long-term solution for stuff that could be around for a million years.
Right. Some people have wanted to put this stuff inside a mountain in Nevada. There's one particular majority leader in the Senate who has said that will never happen. I don't know if nuclear waste from Georgia will ever go to a mountain in Nevada. But Aaron, I was a kid who grew up in the shadow of Three Mile Island. I'm from central Pennsylvania, and you could see TMI from the top of a mountain near my house. The safety concerns, there must be memories of nuclear accidents, even though it was all the way back in 79.
Oh, absolutely. And the China syndrome and all that. But, and especially after 2011, it's become a fear of terrorist strike, too. But Georgia Power and the Southern Company are doing what they can to try and temper those concerns. But the NRC has already come back with some concerns over the original design, mostly, to make it safer to prevent terrorist attacks or to make it safer in serious weather events. So there's still a lot of questions to be laid out, but they're making progress.
All right. The loaning process is underway. The construction process soon to be underway. And certainly the PR process is underway. Way for building of two new nuclear reactors in Burke, Georgia. Aaron Gould Shinen, reporter for the Atlantic Journal-Constitution. Thanks for joining us.